July 9th, Ken Weigel.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Ken Weigel struggled in some ways to discover exactly what God was calling him to do. He had plenty of stellar gifts, but they didn't seem to be the kinds of gifts that preachers or professors had. That is, until God revealed how he sees those gifts. Listen to this.
Feeling inferior can strip away your confidence. Step out. Your gifts are needed. For years, Ken Weigel was familiar with certain basic Bible truths, but felt overwhelmed when it came to the whole Bible. Some of his friends could quote a few favorite verses, but seemed vague about the overarching story that tied the whole book together. Some believers seemed to uncover biblical concepts faster than anybody else. But Ken didn't feel like he was one of them, and he wanted to be. Was he not as smart as those people, or did he just need another approach? Ken was relying solely on what he had been taught from the pulpit, and he didn't question what he was taught. He thought this was the safest route back when he had been having personal doubts and more questions than he had answers. Now, as God was working in his life, Ken wasn't satisfied with the safest route. He had a yearning to study the truth of God's word for himself, even if it felt intimidating. Turns out, Ken was terrific at what other people might find intimidating. He had a knack for engaging and connecting with people. He was tech savvy and fearless when communicating with professionals and knew how to steer a project towards completion. His value was recognized, and he became the senior director of strategies for a team of Bible animators who started a nonprofit called The Bible Project. The studio produces fully animated Bible videos that are easily accessible and free online. Today, Ken is blown away by the talent on his team and the videos they create to teach the Bible to adults and interested teens. He's convinced animation is a Bible-enhancing tool that makes people want to learn more about the Bible. It certainly made Ken want to learn more. It was the answer he had been looking for all along. As a strategic advisor, Ken successfully handled communications, external partnerships, and strategic planning for the Bible Project. It was a perfect fit. And since Ken became a part of the team, the studio has become self-sustaining, fully crowdfunded, and employs dozens of people who have posted over 130 animated videos in 200 countries with over 100 million views on YouTube and over 2 million subscribers. Ken's faithful servant heart has made him an irreplaceable part of his team. He doesn't wonder anymore if he has what it takes to understand all that there is in God's Word. Now he's helping others discover its awesome truth. Statistics reveal that the project's viewers are 65% young men. Men who are being exposed to the Bible with beautiful, intelligent, and challenging animations that draw them toward a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:23 and 24 says, "Whatever you do, do it from the heart, as something done for the Lord and not for people, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord. You serve the Lord Christ." Feeling inferior can strip away your confidence. Step out. Your gifts are needed. Where can you use them?
Hello, men. This is Curtis Shannon with Global Teams International. Today, we heard the story about Ken in the Bible Project. Probably most of you never heard of Ken. I hadn't heard about him until we watched the video, which is one of the great things about I love about 365 Christian Men is that we hear about heroes of the faith that are well-known and have that inspire lives, but also men that are serving Jesus in ways that we may not know. As I was listening to Ken's story, the passage came back to me. I was thinking about Jesus reflecting on the life of John the Baptist. And he told people, "I tell you the truth that of those born of women, there was no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet, Jesus said, the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The one who is least is greater than John the Baptist. I'm convinced that the economy of heaven is so crazy, we're going to get to heaven and just be shocked at the way things very, very different than the way we honor things here on earth. That those that are lightly esteemed here will be highly esteemed in heaven and given great reward. And thinking about how Ken is serving in ways that many people may not know and may not even know his name, and yet the impact of the Bible Project is going all over the world. So the challenge comes to us today to be thinking in terms of the kingdom of heaven, that those that are least in, that want to be great in the kingdom must be, I mean, to be servant of all. So what is it in your hand that you might have disqualified yourself from saying that that really isn't spiritual, that really doesn't count much? That's the first challenge. The second challenge is to say, to do that thing, not for the praise of men, but to honor Jesus. Here's what it says in Colossians chapter 3. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ. When we have that attitude, we can have an outsized impact, and heaven will record our service to Jesus. May the Lord be with you, men, today, as you serve God in the ways that He's put in your heart.